So a couple of clinical scenarios. We wanted to pick the faculty's brain about it and yours as well. So we presented a situation where a patient has had suboptimal debulking but has a BRCA germline mutation. And we figured that the majority of people certainly would incorporate a PARP inhibitor, particularly olaparib, and you can see 75%. But we were really curious about Stephanie was the issue whether Bev would be part of the occasion. Of course, we said regulatory and reimbursement issues aside, because I know things might be different in Canada, Europe, and the United States, but we're kind of thinking about pure clinical science right now. Stephanie, how would you think through this issue of a patient who's got a BRCA germline mutation but suboptimally debulking, chemo olaparib, or maybe integrate Bev?
So it's a good question. I think regarding the data that we have from SOLO-1, I understand that most of the people will give to the patient carboplatin, paclitaxel, and olaparib. There's also some data from ICON-7 that was already published, and we know that the patient who have a suboptimal surgery, adding bevacizumab to the chemotherapy also prolonged the overall survival. So it's why I think probably the question will be, what is about adding bevacizumab? And this current trial, actually, that will access this specific question, do we need to add a PARP plus bevacizumab in this first-line patient in this specific population?
So, Rob, again, how would you approach a patient like this?
I would do as the audience did. I would give taxicarbo followed by olaparib. In 218, you know, many people remember that the chemotherapy arm with bevacizumab followed by a placebo did not show any benefit. So it's a question about whether or not we're gaining anything by adding it. However, with PAOLA-1 coming out, we may be able to answer the question of the fifth choice there about adding them both.
And we actually see in our tours around the country, there are people, you know, who are doing that now.
Yeah,
in advance of that trial. I guess we know it's safe, but we certainly don't know whether it's a better choice.